Next question we're going to do is going to be Goff, G-O-F-F, first name Carly, C-A-R-L-E-Y, two complaints, sore throat, then we cough, next one's abdominal pain, next one's nausea, next one's no vomiting, next number, neck pain, next one's neck swelling. Our patient is a 26-year-old single young lady, works for Entergy. E-N-T-E-R-G-Y. She's a designer for them. She comes in still with above-mentioned symptoms, including chills, congestions, fatigue, sore throat, migraine headaches since yesterday appeared. Medical problems none. COVID immunization up to date. She also had COVID last August. Medical problems none. Surgery none. Social last period, 4/18/2023. Denies pregnancy. Occasionally she drinks and she smokes. She's single, never been pregnant. Allergy, no drug allergy. Family history, no diabetes, no colon cancer, no hypertension. She weighs 254 pounds, has gained about 20 pounds in the past few months because of issues with life, and has had thyroid studies done which were negative. Not interested in the blood work at this time. 100%, 99.316, 94, 134 over 74. Heart positive, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, except tenderness noted throughout the abdomen, especially left upper quadrant. Neurological non-focal screen shows no rash. There is copious amount of lymphadenopathy noted in the neck region, anterior and posterior cervical lymphadenopathy noted. Next number, abdominal pain. Next number is lymphadenopathy. Next number, rule out mono. Next number is rule out splenomegaly. Next number is no splenomegaly was noted. Next number is history of vertigo. The carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number is mild to fatty liver discussed with patient. Next number is positive strep negative. Next number is negative flu A, negative flu B. Next number is treated with Z-Pak, Medrol dose pack. Next number is rocephinogram and Decadron 8 milligram given. Next one's thyroid looks normal in face of copious amount of weight gain. Next one's pelvic ultrasound within normal limits. Next one's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you. She'll come back in 3 days if not improved, and or call the office immediately if she gets worse. Thank you.